This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown. We are taking your calls today about stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. That's everything, not just resources, but our relationships, our time, our talents. What does the Bible have to say? The phone number is 866-357-3283. One more time, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Also, you can reach out on social media. Chris Brown On Air is the handle for all social media platforms. Hey, I got to tell you, as we start today's show, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. If you've been listening to this show for quite a while, you know I've been mentioning that a lot lately. We're giving away $100,000, hello, worth of cash and prizes, and I want you to get in on it. You can find out more at stewardship.com. Hey, just a reminder, okay, a reminder for you. This whole working to get out of debt thing, those of you who are working out of debt, and the research shows that that's a lot of us. The research shows that 88% of us, according to the Wall Street Journal, are living paycheck to paycheck or worse. That means that we've got those little dollar bills that come into our hands. They've got an obligation to the past, to payments, so they don't have an opportunity for the future. If you're there, you're working on getting out of debt. Have you ever considered it's like working to lose weight? Sounds crazy, right? But it's true. How do we lose weight? We eat less and we move more. It's the same thing with debt. You have to spend less and get moving to get more income. Sell some stuff, move, do something. Sell those things that you don't need so that you can be free, so you can lose weight, you can lose the debt. And as you do that, here's some encouragement. Okay, there's the challenge, and now the encouragement. To try to give you both on this show. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So if you're part of the 88% that's living paycheck to paycheck, or worse, meaning you're not even getting to the next paycheck, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Got to keep getting after it. Proverbs 6:5 says, "Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter." How silly would that be if there's a hunter, this is what I'm visualizing, is out there hunting, sees a gazelle, the gazelle freaks out, "Oh my goodness, I got to get out of here," and only takes like 10 steps. And then starts walking, right? You got to free yourself. You've got to get out of the picture. You've got to run away from the debt. And that's the word picture that's being presented there in Proverbs. Hey, as you're calling in, I'm pretty giddy about an event that's coming up in Portland. Those of you listening in from Portland, hope you're listening. This Thursday night, Chris Hogan and I, the voice of retirement in America, will be at Rolling Hills Community Church. And what we're going to do is called a Smart Money event. It's that night, this Thursday night. We're going to walk you through the basics of personal finance. Things like budgeting and dumping debt and planning for retirement. The thing is you need a plan for your money and your future. And smart money is the plan that you need to live more and to worry less. So come hear us. We're going to talk about that plan, and we're going to hopefully, through the Word of God, we're going to change the trajectory of your life, starting financially. But as we know, that affects everything in our lives. So make sure you check that out. For more information about that, you can check out stewardship.com. And there's an events tab there on the upper right-hand side. But Smart Money, me and Chris Hogan, this Thursday night in Portland. If you're anywhere near Portland, we'd love to have you out there. Almost sold out, and would love to sell it out as a result to this broadcast. All right, we can ready for your calls. The first one, check it out, coming from Anchorage, Alaska, just right around the corner from Nashville. This is Renee. Renee, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we help you?
My husband and I are on baby step four, but we have no debt except our home, and we are house poor. So my question is, how do we add more into our monthly budget by purchasing like life insurance? And how do we invest and build wealth when we are 39% of our income goes to the mortgage payment?
Okay. I was going to ask you, how house poor? 39%, that's a little strong. I'd say so.
Yeah.
Folks, just so you guys know, she talked about baby step four and what she's talking about. She's at this point where she's got some good savings. She's out of consumer debt. She's now ready to invest and is investing. I think it sounds like you are in baby step four. You just got into baby step four or?
We just got into baby step four. So we have an IRA and then we have a thrift savings plan for the military.
Okay. All right. How much is your house worth?
If we sold it, about $300,000. We owe $260,000.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family. Now you got two of you, three of you, four of you.
We have five of us. So my husband and I have been married 15 years, and then we have a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Okay. Would you say that the house is more than you need or about what you need? Is it because home prices are expensive, or do you got too much square footage?
We are busting at the seams. We actually enclosed our family room when the baby was born to make a bedroom for the oldest kid. So we're fitting in here, but we're tight.
Location-wise, are you like in the dream location, or is there something that would be a little bit less ideal but still safe and still reasonable?
I love where we live. I mean, if moving is something that we need to do to get out of debt, I would do it.
Yeah.
To pay the house off sooner, I'm willing to do that. That's definitely the priority. Okay. But I absolutely love where we live. I love our street, neighborhood, all that.
Well, let's see if we can do something besides moving then. What about income? You guys feel like you're maximizing your potential on income generation?
Potentially. I mean, the option is there for my husband to, you know, change career fields. He brings home about $4,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And then my income, I work from home. I'm an event planner. So my income is 2 to 3 times a year. So it's kind of, we get a lump sum of cash when I work.
Okay.
But it's, you know, 2 to 3 times throughout the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are bringing up a very legitimate concern. Something's got to give here. I mean, because you don't have a choice to just not invest or not invest the full 15%. You have to, because as you know, as a steward, and obviously you're following the journey of, you know, you're trying to go after financial freedom. Retirement, having enough in retirement doesn't happen on accident. And so we got to not only, you guys have done a great job at stabilizing your present, but now we do have to transfer that over to focusing on the future. We got to do that. So something's got to give. So I'm sure by now, if you're calling me, you've thought through a bunch of options. You've thought through the possible move. You've thought through one of the things I would think of is possibly having somebody rent out a room, but you're out of space. So what are some income, you know, opportunities for you guys? What do you think you could do?
Well, my husband enjoys the job that he does now, but, you know, he's thought about potentially changing career paths, but he, you know, we're 33, so we don't know how many more times we want to start over before we're committed, you know. So, I mean, trying to figure out a way for me to bring in more income. So I guess that would be the idea, is to kind of change the top of the equation where we're bringing in more income per month.
Well, I think so. I think you've got to ask yourself the sacrifice of doing that, because that's a legitimate sacrifice. Of doing that versus the sacrifice of having a less than ideal home. So you love the home. That's all great. For me, what I hear is, and I don't hear a really good third and fourth and fifth option. I hear more income or I hear move. That's kind of what I there probably is more, but so far it's the only thing I've seen come to light.
Okay.
Unless you could rent out a room. I don't know if you could or not, but I you just got to weigh that sacrifice. Okay, how important is this location and this particular house, the neighborhood, my friends, my neighbors, versus you doubling your income or him doubling his.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't, and that's probably not something you just think about and then you could come up with a solution overnight. That's probably something you need to pray over. It's probably something you need to wrestle with for maybe probably a couple of weeks. And maybe it's one of these things where you knock off, you know, 50 or 60 grand off of this mortgage and refi. And then your refi, your payment now makes more sense, and it's around 25%. So
okay.
Isaiah 26:3, this comes to my mind, okay? You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are, and it doesn't say are in the right neighborhood, doesn't say are in the perfect house. Here's what it says. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you, and not because of a certain square footage or a location. And let me just tell you this, I know, because I feel right now there's a little bit of loss of peace that you have, and it's very natural. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God. And you're going to have as much presence of God as you pursue. So as you go through this, and you're wrestling through these budget sacrifices and these income sacrifices and time sacrifices, just know that peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God. And so you allow that into your home and you invite that into your home and as much of that as possible. And as you go through this, as you go through each season of like, oh, we need life insurance, we need life insurance. Yes, that needs to be urgent. Okay, urgent, but not panic. Urgent, but not panic. And the difference between those things is the presence of God. So keep the presence of God in your home and we're not panicking. We're just a very healthy urgency. Okay?
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
All right, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. And we're going all the way from Alaska to Leesburg, Florida. I don't know if we can get much further in North America, but that's about as far as you can get. Christy, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Well, my husband and I bought a house in 2009, and then in 2012, he got out of the Army and was unemployed for several months. So during that time, we defaulted on a bunch of our payments and earned ourselves bad credit, and then he ended up getting a job overseas. So while we were overseas, we were able to pay off a good bit of our debt. The house that we originally bought was in Georgia, so now we live in Florida, and we bought our cars with cash and haven't really been worried about credit, so we've never thought about it. Now his company is wanting to relocate us to Idaho, so we kind of got excited thinking maybe we can finally buy again because we've been renting for the past 3 years, but we got declined because of our credit history. And now we're kind of worried about renting, you know, we're kind of worried about getting declined to rent. And so we were debating going back to our house in Georgia and maybe, you know, doing upgrades and working on our debt snowball for the rest of our debt there, if we should clean up that mess before, but we don't have jobs there. And so we're just worried about renting and don't know if we should continue this path to Boise or if we should go back to Georgia.
Yeah. I would start off with where do you want to live? And I would pretend like you, because right now it feels like you're about to make a decision on a location because you think you have limited options. And I want to just kind of debunk that real fast and you have more options than you think. Okay. So where do you want to live in the United States or outside of the United States? Where do you want to live? Pick the place where you want to build a family.
I would like to live in a safe location, and it's a great for our family to grow, and I really feel like Boise, Idaho is a really great place for that.
Okay, okay. And is he on board with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, from a job standpoint, now we got to think, we got location. Now, from a job standpoint, is there anything from a job standpoint that would hinder? I'm not hearing that there's, so that, is there a lot of options in one state and not no options in the others?
Well, going to Idaho, we would be limited to the job that he has currently. So he would have to commit to this company.
Now, is he even in the industry that he would like to be in?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He works good with helicopters, and this is what he's good at.
Sweet. Okay. Well, here's the deal. I think it's that you're trying to find the intersection between location and job opportunity when it comes to that.
Right.
Now, the whole entire other issue is the renting. I wouldn't keep that decision, have that variable keep you from moving where you want to go and pursuing the job opportunity. Because here's the reason why. Because right now, I feel like you're like, oh, we're going to move to Georgia just because we got declined by one landlord. And so I just feel like if you go there and they can see the honesty in your eyes, there's just something different. When you do something in an application, it's just spitting out a number and it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want you to feel like you wouldn't find a place in Boise.
Okay.
Because I would think if you fly out there and kind of look at three or four different options and you get face-to-face time with the landlord, based on my encounter with you over the phone, they're going to love you. And they're going to say, heck yeah. They might ask for one more month. They might ask for two more months down payment to lower the risk for them. But they're not going to say no. So I really think that you're going to have more options than you think.
I appreciate that. I'm thankful for the guidance. I really am.
Yep. Just don't ever make a decision in any part of your life because you feel like you have no options. Get the options first and then make a decision.
Good advice. Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, Christy, we appreciate the call.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Christmas is coming up. Cue the music. Christmas is coming up this year, and I want to know, do you want to give a gift to folks that matters? This year, we are all about making futures bright by offering some of our incredible Christmas gifts for just $10. $10. You can get our most popular books, audiobooks, and ebooks, including Chris Hogan's number one bestseller, Retire Inspired, Rachel Cruz's book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, and Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover, 5 million copies sold for just $10. You'll find resources to help your loved ones better manage money, like the envelope system and our lessons on dumping debt and cash flow planning. Or help spread the message of stewardship with the Legacy Journey book. We're offering all of this and so much more each for just $10. And starting November 15th, you can get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So head over to stewardship.com this week and shop the $10 gifts that bring hope to the people that you care about. Again, just go to stewardship.com today and find great gifts for just $10.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
Well, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. And up next from Toledo, Ohio, this is John. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Well, I'm running into a bit of an issue. My wife is not the most diligent with finances, and so I've taken that lead in my home, and we've been married for a few years now. I deploy, and I'm going to be gone for quite a few months and going to be radio silent, so I'm a little worried that she's not going to be able to take care of the finances because I slowly started giving her responsibilities. And when I handed over the utility bills to her, she ended up letting the power go out. So I want to be kind and bringing this up to her, because when I've tried to discuss it in the past, kind of run into a brick wall where she just kind of gives me a head nod and she's just waiting for me to shut up.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure how to respond to that. I was just looking for some advice.
Yeah. Well, thank you in advance for serving. That's awesome, man.
No, it's a pleasure and it's an honor every day.
We appreciate you. Are you going to have any web access over there?
No, not really. Not for not for, I'll have 2 months without, and then I'll have about 2 weeks with, and then I'll have about 6 months without.
Oh.
Yeah, so it kind of comes down to I need to have her accountable, and yeah. I really don't know how to do that being away.
Any chance that you could get 1 month ahead on all your bills before you leave?
Yeah.
That's what I would do. If you could get 2 months in advance, that'd be even better, so that you give her a fail-safe environment for those first 2 months until you can check up on it in month three. And what that does is give her a fail-safe environment to make that third month and fourth month payment when first and second's due, because you're ahead. And so if she doesn't, there's less consequences, and it's kind of a fail-safe environment for her. So that's what one thing I would think of, just on a practical sense. I know you've already given a fail-safe environment and it didn't work well, but this would be another way to do that. I don't know a way around the six-month thing, but maybe that gives a kind of a trial period for the 2 months. And maybe without you being there, she's going to step up, because right now you're a safety valve, and the safety valve won't be there when you're gone. So
yeah,
here's typically how I handle these, John. Uh-huh. And it sounds like you're on the right track, but I would help her in this, that she's not doing this for you. I'd be careful with your tone that she's not doing this for you. She's not managing it for you, but for us. I'd be careful with the pronouns. Yeah. And then what I would do is I'd ask her, hey, what's one thing I can do for us? One thing that's outside of my natural giftings, one thing that's outside of my natural, here's what I'm going to be able to do. Here's what I can't do. But here's some of the things, the freedom I will have during the season.
Yeah.
What's something I can do? And get kind of creative with that. And then anytime you bring it up, I would have what's called assumptive accountability. So you're bringing it up, but with the tone, like, surely, like, you know, you're good, right? And the whole thing is, hey, you need me to help? You need me to step in? You need me to, I know you've got this probably taken care of. You're good. And you're just assuming the right thing. It's not this like, hey, did you pay that bill on the 15th? And so you just kind of, you're automatically giving her the benefit of the doubt that she did do it, but you are checking in on your, and I know you're not going to be able to call in and check in, but whenever you do talk to her, it's an assumptive accountability. You've got this, right? Here, I've already laid out this checklist. It's really easy. I know this isn't your primary gifting, but I'm trying to make it as easy for you as possible. And there's lots of things that I need help on too. Just make her feel safe that she doesn't have to be great at it. But you also want to come alongside her and say, hey, I want to make sure I partner with you to be successful during the season for us, not for me. But the big thing is the proactive conversation. It sounds like you're starting this proactive communication. That's good, because personal finances, you know, you want to leverage the conversation about finances to build your marriage, not bust your marriage. So let's, you know, utilize this conversation for growth. So do you think that's some things that she would respond well to, this assumptive accountability and giving her a checklist?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a checklist would be a good thing, just something that she can go, hey, this is done, this is done, this is done.
Yeah.
Because I feel really bad, because we have 2.5 kids. She's pregnant right now. Mm-hmm. So she already has a lot of responsibilities when I'm gone.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm just adding more to her plate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's something that, you know, I joined after we got married. So it was something that she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, yeah. And I do think that we're all motivated by a lot of different things. You know, one of the motives mm-hmm. that we have, motivations we have, is money. Another motivation we have is recognition. And we like to be told, you're coming up big. You're the hero for our family. Let her know you're going to be kicking tail for our family for this next season, and tell her how much you appreciate her. And let her know exactly how big of a deal this is for you and your family. And I think, you know, a lot of folks, for me, the way I'm wired personally, I would much rather be recognized than given extra money. Like, I'm just not motivated by financially as much as I am by peer recognition, and especially spouse mm-hmm. recognition. When my wife calls something out to me, honey, you're such a good leader, or honey, that was so selfless, or honey, that was so responsible, whatever it may be, that means way more to me than other recognitions that are out there. So just make sure you're always pouring into her. There's power in your words. Obviously, your opinion matters more to her than anyone else on earth. So just be pouring into her. And then also, I would do this. Between now and when you leave, I would pray together over the finances between now and then. Because what you want to happen is, you want this not to be a practical, operational thing that she feels responsibility over. You want her to feel the spiritual component over managing this. It's a spirit. She's managing it not for you. She's not even managing it for you two together. She's managing it for God. And if you can get her to pull up a little bit and see this responsibility as a spiritual thing, it's going to bring a lot more weight to every one of those decisions that she honors God with the resources. So make sure you make sure you do that, and that'll definitely and just kind of increase the amount of just weight and accountability. That's a, it's a spiritual accountability, not just a relational one.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Those should be some things that would help. And again, thank you so much for serving our country.
Like I said, it's an honor every day.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win, and there is no purchase necessary. Folks, it's been a pleasure. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.